It's time to talk about this women's basketball team off the wonderful Elite Eight run, highly ranked. Won a tough road game at Texas A&M. Fell at the Yum Center in Louisville. They remain at number 10. Keep up with all he's got going on. His Twitter handle's always a lot of fun, at GoDucksKG. Coach Graves joins us. Kelly, how are you?
Steve, man, I'm doing great. Good to be back with you. Are we going to keep this Monday slot? Because if so, you're talking wings? I got to do this live, buddy.
Okay, I'm sure we could work it out. I'm flexible. You're the one with the busy schedule. I'm in the same place 3 to 6 every day.
Oh, shoot. This body was built by wings and donuts, but a lot of wings.
That's awesome. So this trip to Louisville, I saw beyond the court. Last June we lost Muhammad Ali, a Louisville native, and yep. I saw you're like me, a big fan. So you and your team got to visit the Ali Center. So first, I'm a little jealous. Second, you know, what kind of experience was that to these young women who, you know, they weren't even a gleam when he was a fighter?
Yeah, it was incredible. I did several papers on him during college. Rhetoric of Dissent was one of my kind of area focuses, and he's relevant, especially given the times with Kaepernick and everything else that's going on. I mean, he was well before his time. But yeah, it was really powerful, Steve. And I insisted that my team go. So the whole team went. A lot of them just didn't know much about him. But I think we all went away, you know, just super impressed and kind of recommitted to who we are. And man, I'll tell you, he's inspirational. There's no doubt about it. That was definitely a highlight of the trip.
Now, somebody like me who spent way too much time and money at the racetrack, I see you also did the Twin Spires and made it to Churchill Downs. So I'm kind of curious the level of awareness for your members of your team who went, and how much did they enjoy visiting kind of another iconic part of American sports history?
Well, our international students had no idea what it was. A lot of our American kids had heard of it but didn't know much of it. We're a little bit exposed to it because one of our biggest supporters at the University of Oregon, and my program in particular, is Marie Jones. And,
right.
Of course, Marie is a breeder, and so we've been to her home a couple of times, and she's been able to kind of talk to the kids about the Derby. But, yeah, it was pretty neat, and it's right there near campus. So, you know, the practice facility was only about 2 or 3 blocks away, so it was kind of right in the neighborhood, and we had a chance to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Pretty neat deal, though. That's a bucket list item, buddy. I want to go there someday.
Whoops. Did we lose Coach Graves
there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You kind of cut out on me.
Oh.
Yeah, I know the... I'm sorry, the Jones family, really successful in the thoroughbred business. So my bad there. Talking with Kelly Graves. So, you know, playing in a conference like this in the Pac-12, you see some of the nation's best players. Asia Durr, you saw.
Yeah.
47 points last week in knocking off Ohio State, 26 against your team. How special of a player is she?
She's the real deal. A couple times we thought she was guarded, but she just found a way. I mean, scorer's mentality, can beat you off the dribble, can beat you with a deep three, can beat you in transition, and she beat us in all of the above yesterday. So, heck of a player, going to be a lottery pick next year. And she's not just a one-person show. That whole Louisville team is pretty darn good.
On Thursday, you visited another kind of a classic campus, College Station. You take down Texas A&M, a top 20 team. Kind of a sluggish start. You're down 6 at the break. What did you talk to your team about during halftime? Because something clicked. You outscored them 55-34 and ended up winning going away.
Yeah, actually, both games we won the second halves, but... I thought early in the game against A&M, we were just trying to score off the first or second option instead of kind of getting the ball to the second and the third and even the fourth side of the floor, you know, extend the possession and break the defense down. And we finally did that in the second half, and we became a lot more efficient. We got to the line. Ruthie Hebert goes 10 for 10. and both of it was her. She was demanding the ball, but her teammates were getting her the ball where she could just catch and finish. Sabrina didn't have a great shooting night, but she did a lot of the other things and got another triple-double. So that's a good win. That's the kind of win that helps you in the NCAA tournament seed. Because that's going to be an NCAA team, a high seed, and to beat them on the road is not easy.
Talking hoops with Coach Graves, we know how amazing Ruthie is and Sabrina, but a new face. When we spoke, when you first learned she was going to become a Duck, she played some substantial minutes the first two games, a few against A&M, 22 yesterday. How excited should fans be about what they're going to see from Satu Sabali?
Yeah, Satu is incredible. I mean, she is just so fluid, so long, versatile. She can guard every position. She can handle the ball. She can shoot it. I liken her to Ben Simmons a little bit. Kind of one of those just freak athletes that can do a little of everything. And she's still figuring it out. She struggled at A&M. They got her for four travels on kind of ticky-tack stuff, and it kind of hurt her psyche, but it was nice to see her bounce back against Louisville. But she's going to have some big nights for us, no question, and we're going to get a chance to see her and her sister for the next 4 or 5 years. So it's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, I wanted to actually ask you about that because, last week, the week before, you announced a couple of high-level recruits coming here, and you said her younger sister, is it Naira? Is that Naira, the correct pronunciation?
Yes.
What kind of player is she?
Niara.
Okay, Niara. What kind of player is she?
Well, if you get a chance, have your listeners, they should get onto my Go Ducks KG Twitter. And a week or so ago, the day she signed, I posted a highlight, about a three-minute highlight clip of her game. Man, I'll tell you, it's impressive. She's the kind of player, she's 6'3", she's really athletic, she can shoot the three, she can take it off the dribble. She's actually got a similar game to Satu, but she's built a lot more like Ruthie. So you're combining strength, athleticism, and skill with her, she's far and away the best post player in all of Europe in that class, and has really put Germany on the map, her and her sister, in international ball. So we're excited about her. She's a good kid, too. They're both great students. Satu was really into the Muhammad Ali museum. Her dad is from Africa, and she was really interested in the fight in Zaire, and then I think he even had one in Johannesburg. It was pretty. She bought a whole bunch of things from the from the little shop. She was into it. It was really cool to see.
The rumble in the jungle.
He was more than just an iconic American athlete. He was an icon to the entire world. And my favorite athlete of all time.
Yeah, that fight against Foreman, the rumble in the jungle in Zaire in 74, really put him on the map as kind of the international superstar. I think most Americans knew who he was. That just sounds like an awesome experience. One final thought, because we're on kind of a weird schedule tonight.
Yeah, big week.
We know that you've got Lexi and Justine, who are the lone seniors, and the other recruit, Taylor Chavez, well, I guess was the Arizona 6A player of the year. What could you tell us about Landon, such a high-level recruit like this, and maybe a little bit about her game?
Yeah, well, Taylor's the ultimate competitor, has a lot of Sabrina in her in terms of she's not going to back down from anybody. Very highly skilled. She's about 5'9", 5'10". Can play either the one or the two, so she'll be a good replacement for Justine and Lexi. Shoots it well. I just like her competitive drive. She was just named to the Naismith top 50 national players as well this week. So we got another good one, and we're still working a little bit, Steve. We hope to maybe bring in another one. We'll see, but it's going to be a great class. We put together now a couple of big time classes back to back to back, and we're starting to pay off. This is a good team, and hey, everybody come out. We play tomorrow. So we were on the road 7 days. We got that back today around 2:00, and we got to turn right around and play a pretty good team tomorrow in Eastern Washington.
Yeah, that's 6 o'clock tomorrow night here in town. Then Oklahoma to open the PK80 Saturday. He's the head coach, Kelly Graves. Coach, it's always fun catching up, and I look forward to chatting with you all season long. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Steve.